everybody, Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Guide Spirits podcast, and today I'm going to talk to y'all about the law of correspondence. So, to begin with this, we have the saying, as below, so above, as above, so below. This is basically stating that what is going on in the macrocosm, or the, like, big scale of the universe, like, you know, like the planets and galaxies and, like, everything moving around, like, you have stars and constellations shifting through the ages as, like, we move from that age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius with this new coming in 2024, stuff like that. Like, you're gonna see shifts in consciousness in the microcosm, which is caused by the changes in the macrocosm. That is what the law of correspondence was saying, and all of these hermetic principles come from Hermes Trismegistus, and this dude was not only a philosopher, but he studied astronomy, and he studied, like, physics and how things work. Like, you basically have to balance out, like, science and spirituality to truly understand how the universe works, and this is something that he did really well, and this is something that all the greatest thinkers of, like, mankind have done. People like Nikola Tesla, you know, Galileo Galilei, Isaac Newton, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, the whole point is that you need to understand that it's all connected, everything. Like, the energy that connects everything is the energy that connects science and spirituality. Like, the spirit world makes up more than more because everything is connected through the spirit world. So, like, when you leave that, like, material, which was, like, the first episode that introduced, like, all these hermetic principles, or quite a few episodes back now, like, everything shifts, and you realize that, like, in the macrocosm, there is the microcosm, and there is always going to be that, like, reflection of, like, what's going on the big side or externally will reflect it internally. And this is the saying where, like, show me your friends, I'll show you your future comes from. If you are around a bunch of, like, drug addicts, you're most likely going to become one as well. It's, like, really hard for you to, like, cut everyone out and then find new people to hang around. And this is why, like, if you're hanging around the wrong crowd, you're gonna find yourself in shitty positions. And I went through this myself in high school, and even when I wasn't around the wrong crowd, I still ended up doing these shitty things, because all it takes is this one person who wants to go explore other things, and then they can bring other people down. So, like, you got to be careful what you're doing for the sake of other people. This is why you have to lead by example. If you want other people around you to be better, you have to become better yourself. You have to be that top 0.001% of everyone who, like, does the things that no one else would do. You have to be that person who wants to be the leader in all forms. So whatever that accompanies is what you got to do. This focus on being the best version of yourself, and the best way you can really become better is through knowledge and learning, and then applying that knowledge. If you can't apply your knowledge, you basically can't do anything. I mean, you gotta, at some point, if you hurt your body enough, you're gonna have to relearn how to breathe. And then if you can't relearn how to breathe, well, you're not gonna live very long. So, like, it's things like that. If, like, you have a fatal internal injury, like, things, you gotta figure out what you're gonna do. Make sure your heart goes, make sure your brain works, your lungs, all your organs. You're lucky that your body does this for you. If you had to consciously think about all this stuff, it would make it really difficult. That's why the subconscious is such a beautiful thing. But if you program your conscious mind with shitty things, so, like, you listen to a bunch of negativity and fear on the news, and then all of a sudden that's all your subconscious thinking about, and then when someone says one word, the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh my God, how is that? That's gonna ruin my life. Or, like, you're gonna be fearful, like, for your life, and being fearful for your life is, like, such a detriment. I had this example in my course where I say, what you fear can either be fearing not living, like, you fear, like, not living life to the fullest, or you fear death itself. Like, you, like, you're scared to live because you're scared of your fear of death. And it's sad to see that a lot of people won't do things because of that idea. And then, never mind, you break it down into even, like, smaller things. Like, we don't need to go to the extreme of death. I always bring it there because I just use death as, like, my biggest motivator. But you have fear of talking to people in public and being embarrassed. Like, embarrassment is nothing. Like, if you get embarrassed, like, you're fucking... whatever, like, get over it. Like, you're gonna get embarrassed in life. Like, that's life. Like, you just have to get over it. Like, you're gonna make mistakes and let the mistakes teach you how to become better. Don't let the mistakes make you. It's like, I don't know, like, you mistook, like, the lesson. Like you did something wrong. Like, you mistook the experience. And then, like, you have to look back and figure out, like, okay, this is why I went through this. Not, like, why, like, I could have done better, and then figure it out. Like, don't use those mistakes to turn you into a really bad person, because it really sucks seeing that. And this is all those, like, external events. This is that, like, external world reflecting into your internal. This is that fear of the people around you judging you for your actions. This is that everything. Like, you need to take control of your own life, and it all starts inside of you. Because what's going on inside of you, just as the external world is reflected internally, what you're, like, internally thinking will be, like... reflected externally. So, like, it's all connected. Like, the energy that's going on inside of you is, like, reflected to the world around you, and what's going on around you is reflected inside of you. And it's all this, like, it's a game of, like, balance, where you, like, you put some out, you get some in, you get some in, you get some out. And then, like, you just gotta be careful who you're hanging around. Don't be around a bunch of negative people. Don't be around a bunch of pessimists. Like, they call themselves realists, but, like, the only reality is that, like, the one in your head that you see. That's the law of mentalism. That's the first thing I talked about out of, like, all of these, I'm pretty sure, at least. Like, it was, like, shortly after the I think it was actually, yeah, February 28th, episode 107, law of mentalism. That was, like, it's critical. Like, reality is shaped upon beliefs, and those beliefs come from your external world, and they come from knowledge. You don't believe anything until you learn about it. So, like, knowledge is power. You see what I'm saying? Like, your entire world is shaped by those beliefs, and it all comes down to, like, the external, who you're around, what you see on the daily, and that all shapes you on the inside. It's like that, and this is all scale. Like, this entire law is, like, built upon by scale, where, like, if you want to have the best life possible, you must be focused on your external world and what you're allowing into your internal world. Who you allow to break that mental barrier, who you allow to, like, actually feed you information. And it's, like, a very, very impactful way that something can go from terrible to great. When something can go from great to terrible from just one person, and it's all energy. Like, you need to understand what people you want in your life and what people you don't want in your life. And if you really believe someone is good for you, you'll find out by experiencing life with them. And either things are going to get better or things are going to get worse. And you just have to figure out, like, what will happen. You have to experience life. This is, like, the entire journey of life. Like, go do stuff. Like, don't just sit in your parents' basement and smoke weed. Like, it's like, whatever you're gonna do, like, go do it. Like, you have one life to live. Like, you don't know when you're actually gonna die. Like, I say, like, you can be immortal, but that's only if you actually understand these laws of the universe and you don't put yourself into positions that will actually kill you. Like, you just got to understand what's good for your physical body, keep your body alive, stay youthful. It's all this about treating your body the right way, and it comes down to what you put into your body and where you put your body in space, time. It's like, you got to look at the big picture, and this is the big picture. The microcosm is within the macrocosm, and where you put your micro is what you're going to see in the macro reflected. So, like, if you put yourself into a business and you have the power to alter that business's course in whatever way you want, well, you can either make that business sink to the ground, or you can make it float and, like, build higher than it ever has. Like, it's all this, like, the power is in you, and that's the whole point. Like, you have the power to change your life. Like, if you look at the story of how Billy Carson was brought up and then, like, the things he went through, I am reading his book, Woke Don't Mean Broke, right now, and, at the beginning of the book, he talks about the way he was brought up and all the hardships he went through and how he, like, was, by the age of, like, 12 or, like, 7th grade or something like that, he was, like, paying rent to his parents and, like, he was buying all his own books, all his own clothes, stuff like that. Like, time to start paying rent, like, you know, he didn't grow up in an easy place either, like, in, like, the hardest part of Florida, and it shows you that, like, you can have the worst things going on around you, and internally, if you are powerful enough, like, you can reflect what is going on internally, like, that self-belief into the world around you, and that will make you really bright to those around you, because at the end of the day, we are all light bodies. Like, the atoms are made up of light. Like, the particles are made up of light. Everything's ends up becoming light, and, you just have to understand that when you express that inner light by embracing the darkness, you are going to find yourselves in great positions. So, like, you know, dive into the darkness. Understand that, like, you are the light and you need to express your light. And the best way you can express your light is by putting yourself in those situations. With that being said, the micro is within the macro and reflection is key. If you can reflect on all your experiences in life and figure out what you can do better, you will figure out how to master the self. And this is done through not only light work, where you work on your good sides and your real skills, but shadow work. You got to understand your bad side, and you got to understand how to control your bad side. Once you can control your bad side, you can basically go do whatever you want, because you know you're always going to be in control of your low vibration in the form of, whenever you have some test of whether you're going to express a low or a high vibration, and you always can control your vibration outwards, meaning you can always stay high. And this is where I am going to leave this. Stay high, stay lifted, and understand that what is going on internally, your vibration will be reflected outside or externally. And that once you make your vibration high enough, no one can bring you down, and you will always be living as one with the light. So my name is Nate Sorrentino, and this was the Guided Spirits Podcast. We'll be right back.